Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back no. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Hoping to have Frank Schwab join us soon, Yahoo Schwab. A lot going on in the world, B.
Mm-hmm.
Our guy, John Talty, wrote a tough story, and maybe we examine this next week when we're home. You know, you got Jim Smith installed as the new athletic director at University of Maryland. A lot of optimism, trying to build things right. I really like Jim. They got a lot of money coming in.
Yeah.
Now they got trouble, though, with Lox. That Rutgers loss, that really makes things difficult, man.
Mm-hmm.
And you just wonder what happens next, and is there money to pay for what's required? And, dude, if you got to make a change in college football this year with the level of big money jobs that are going to be open.
Yeah.
Like,
if they want to play, they're going to have to pay.
A lot.
If you feel you have to make a move, either you make a move or you put more money behind it. Let's be real. In this day and age, it's the money behind it. The coach from JMU goes Indiana. They put a lot of money behind him. The coach is good. I don't know if he that damn good. You get enough horses with you, you could be better. But you can't put a guy out there in a Volkswagen Beetle and say go win this Indy race.
Think about this. Maryland has increased its spending significantly.
Mm-hmm.
In 2021, when all this NIL stuff started happening, Terps were spending $20 million on football.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana, honestly, was probably worse than Maryland at football. Like, they were probably lower on the totem pole.
They were.
They both spent about the same money in 2021. Now in 2025, Maryland has increased spending almost double. They're at $37
million. Mm-hmm.
Indiana's at $62
million. Listen to what you just said. They came in and spent exactly what Maryland spent first year, per se, when they started spending money. Now they damn near doubled them. Well, they have doubled them plus. If you want to compete, you got to spend. Point blank.
Totally, man.
And listen, they go get another coach and do the same damn thing they've been doing, they're going to be average.
And you got to buy out Lox.
Listen, man, Nick Saban, everyone says a great coach, right? When he found out the playing field was being leveled a little bit, he ran away from it. Because he couldn't be that great coach anymore just by himself.
I think the transfer portal was something.
If
you're Saban
money,
and you're Bama, you're not worried about the money.
You're not worried about the money. You're worried about the competition now. Saban's
also 70. I don't know that Saban ran away.
I don't care how old. He ran away, JP. A lot of coaches in pro level and all ran from from free agency too. Let's be real. If he is in there when he's doing all the stuff and everybody act like the Alabama is so legal, of course it's cool.
I mean, Bama's still a top five program.
They've been a top five program, but you know what?
Say that's 74.
Who cares? What's going on? 70-something years old? He's still out here. Pete Carroll. I'm just trying to tell you, when the field would get equal, when now you got to be much better instead of just having all the top the fives and the fours. See, when you got all fives and fours, yes, you're a better coach than everybody else.
Right.
But if they start taking a lot of them fives and fours, now you got to prove it.
See, my thing with Locke specifically is nobody recruits better locally. I mean, the fact that he has the quarterback he has, that the end he has, I mean, those are big-time players with big-time offers that he gets to stay home, right?
Mm-hmm. If that quarterback is there, if Locke is there and that quarterback is there, that quarterback is more than likely to stay. Locke leave, that quarterback gone.
There's a chance Malik Washington leaves anyway.
He'll stay probably quicker if Locke is there and you're spending.
100%.
Yeah. But like, if you're not spending and Locke is gone and you spend a little bit more and Locke is gone, he probably gone too.
Specific to Malik though, couldn't you see LSU or somebody offering him $10 million to come there this summer?
I can see anybody offering him, but you know what?
Well, and Locke's,
Maryland is very reputable. If they say we ain't letting him leave, they can keep him.
Locke also has the number 3 overall recruit in the country committed for next year. Mm-hmm. Now, he still has to sign. He hasn't signed yet. That happens, I think, in the winter.
He's waiting to see what goes down.
This kid, Zion Elie. Mm-hmm. Hopefully I'm saying that right. A 6'4", 220 DN from Baltimore. Set to come to Maryland. I don't know, man. That's a really, really difficult situation.
It's a tough situation for a lot of people. But just like players have to adjust and accept stuff, coaches got to adjust and go with it. Schools got to adjust and go with it. This is new on the horizon, and a lot of people don't understand it. Hell, Indiana jumped into it real quick. They were a quick study.
They also got a coach that just wins games. Everywhere he's been, that dude has
If he had just went there with the players he had at JMU and they didn't spend the money, they spent $62 million, he wouldn't have won there. He wins games because they made sure he had the right people. And at JMU, he had some legit players on there too. But the whole thing is, if you're a school now who wasn't competing at a level, who wants to compete at that level, you're going to have to compete with the spending at that level.
We were hoping to get Yahoo Schwab. It doesn't seem like that's happening. So I'd like to take a brief moment to discuss this drink I just bought from the vending machine. So I'll hold it up for the stream and for those watching on Monumental. This is called Aquarius.
Mm-hmm.
Dawning of the new age, right? Aquarius. Mm-hmm. Everything is written in Spanish. What I'll tell you what I hope to accomplish by purchasing this can.
What you want to accomplish?
Doesn't this look just like a bubble water? To me, I thought I was just getting a like a seltzer water.
Yeah, a
bubble water.
Yeah.
It says con sales minerales.
Mm-hmm. Mineral water.
Mineral water. So I thought it'd just be some bubbles.
But mineral water is just regular water.
I wanted bubble water. But then it says hydration diarrhea. How do you pronounce that word? Diarrhea?
Yeah, it's not diarrhea.
D-I-A-R-I-A.
That's not diarrhea, though.
Diarrhea?
Yeah, I'm sure it's something like that.
So now I've had a couple sips of this, and it's interesting.
What it tastes like?
Would you like to try a sip?
No, don't want to try it.
Please.
No.
I think it might be... So I drink those hydration packets that are like really salty.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's an attempt at one of. I'm gonna have another sip to try to figure this out.
I deal with this every day, Lauren.
It does not have bubbles.
Speaking to you,
have bubbles.
Let me ask you. A question.
Don't know what it's trying to accomplish.
So if you wanted bubble water, I guarantee there's a water in there that's bubble water. That's probably
everything in there looks to be soda,
but. It's water in there. All you have to do is...
Everything else was like lemon.
Ask someone.
These people are working.
Why not use Google Translate?
A lot of people walking around.
I was at... Well, I mean, Google Translate.
Somebody.
What is this, Jeff?
Stands for daily hydration.
Okay.
The bottom part that you think says diarrhea.
All right. I could use some hydration. I think I'm...
You're going to get the hydration.
B, I haven't had a chance to dehydrate myself very well yet, but tonight I might. All right, so shout out to Aquarius.
This dude is hilarious.
Who?
You.
Nah.
Oh, who?
JP thought he was drinking laxative water.
It tastes weird, but it's all right.
Why is Ben calling me right now when he sees me working?
Maybe he knows about
He's probably trying to tell you about the diarrhea water, huh?
Diarrhea, not diarrhea.
Well, that's what you said. So we got to keep your little thing going.
So, Jeff, you think this is good for me then, right? You've never steered me wrong.
I just think it's regular water, JP, served in a can. That's it.
Nah, it definitely has like added electrolytes.
So regular.
That's what they're trying to translate for you.
Mineral water.
Shout out to mineral water. I know the content game. I came up in the content game. My man Alex K is a writer for Bleacher Report.
Okay.
Alex K has listed the top five most overrated quarterbacks in the NFL.
Ooh.
Number five, Brian.
Okay.
Trevor Lawrence, Jacksonville Jaguars.
All right.
He got paid, hasn't really delivered.
He was balling early this year, though.
They're in line to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
I could take or leave Trevor Lawrence being overrated. Dak Prescott, Dallas Cowboys. Dak is really good, but they just don't have any playoff success.
They don't seem to have it, but I don't know. Dak cooking this year, though.
Dak's been really good when he stays healthy.
Yeah.
That offense cooks. Yeah. Unfortunately, they don't play any defense.
So, but that ain't his fault. He's doing what he's supposed to do.
Lifetime 2-5 in the playoffs.
Not that good. Same amount of victory as Jaden had in 1 year.
Dak has 14 touchdowns, though, in 7 playoff starts.
How many interceptions?
I don't know. Number 3, Justin Herbert. You think Herbert's overrated?
For the respect he gets and the love he gets and what people say, how great he is, and for the production that he's had and success he's had, hell yeah. People loved him when he came out because he was a good-looking dude, had the perfect size and everything. Doesn't win enough to be considered why people think he is.
I think this year could change that if they go on a run.
How many years has he been in the league? By damn time he have a year like this.
I bet Herbert is in his
6th, 7th year.
No.
5th year?
I was going to say, he was in the same draft as Chase Young. That was 2020, right? So this is his 5th season.
2020 is his 6th season then.
20, 21, 22, 23, 6th season.
Yeah.
I think what kills Justin Herbert is they had a 27-0 lead over the Jags in the playoffs and lost.
I'm just saying.
I also think he had a terrible coach. I think Brandon Staley was terrible.
All right.
You agreed with me on that.
Yeah, he's horrible. But still, the quarterback can show you a lot.
Last year, in that wild card game, everybody thought L.A. would win. He was 14 of 32 for 240. And the Chargers lost by 20.
That had a lot to do with it, too.
Yeah. All right, number 2 on this list. I'm curious where you land, because this is a rather polarizing QB.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Love, Packers. Had so much success his first year as a starter.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he's overrated. I think Jordan Love is good. I don't know if he's great. But I don't think people consider him great. I don't think Jordan Love has been considered by the masses as that dude. I think he's been shown to be a damn good quarterback.
Being paid like that, not that dude. But that's the position.
But everybody get paid in the NFL, dog.
Last year in the first round game against the Eagles, he threw 3 picks.
Okay. But the thing about it, though, is people making close to his money that probably don't have that level of success he's had already. The league, they just pay quarterbacks.
Number 1, I'm going to shout out my man one more time
because
I know the content game. Alex K, number 1 on his most overrated quarterbacks list.
I can imagine.
Yes.
He's going to say Jaden.
No.
Who?
Lamar Jackson.
He's smoking crack. That man is smoking crack.
I'll read.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think this is just one of the wildest statements I've ever read. Lamar Jackson may not just be one of today's most overrated active quarterbacks, but also of all time. While his regular season statistics and team success are undoubtedly impressive, his 73% win percentage is one of the best in history. He hasn't found a way to deliver when it truly counts. The Baltimore Ravens star has been a four-time Pro Bowler, three-time All-Pro for his inflated regular season marks, but his two-time MVP status is borderline fraudulent. His credentials simply don't measure up to the other legends who have won the award on numerous occasions. Of the 10 players who have joined the multiple MVP club during the Super Bowl era, Jackson is the lone member without a Super Bowl ring. All the others, a list that includes Johnny Unitas, Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Brett Favre, Joe Montana, Steve Young, Kurt Warner, and Patrick Mahomes, were able to take their team to multiple Super Bowl appearances and won at least one. Jackson has yet to even reach the big game, let alone help raise a banner. He has a 3-5 lifetime playoff record, a .375 winning percentage in the postseason. Rodgers is the second lowest on the list with a .524 playoff win percentage after going 11-10 in the playoffs. Until Jackson could prove he could take the Ravens beyond the AFC Championship game, a stage he's reached just once, a 17-10 defeat to the Kansas City Chiefs, during which he had more turnovers and touchdown passes, he'll remain overrated.
He said he didn't name Dan Marino not making it to a win in the Super Bowl. And I'm sure he was the MVP more than once.
I'm guessing he wasn't. Otherwise, the article's incorrect.
It could be. If we just test it a little bit. Marino ever win two MVPs?
I'm pulling it up as we speak.
Because I guarantee he don't say Marino's overrated. He didn't win one either, did he?
Marino only – he didn't win a Super Bowl, but he only won one MVP award.
But I don't think – if you are at that level of winning two MVPs and some of the greatest of the greatest –
and maybe a lot of people thought he was going to win last year.
Should have won third one. But the thing about it, that's not overrated.
I think multiple things can be true. I think calling Lamar overrated is silly. I think it's stupid.
You win the MVP for what you do in the playoff in the regular season, right?
I do think Lamar's lack of playoff success will mar his record until
it will mar his record from him being considered
just as it does with Marino.
But every time you talk about great quarterback, Marino name does get popped up.
And then you say, but he never won a Super Bowl.
But still, his name gets popped up. So if you still pop up his name, he hadn't won a Super Bowl. Tell you how damn good he was. For this man to sit up here and try to say, well, one, two MVP, you win that for regular season, right? He did his job then. When you get to the playoffs, it's not all on Lamar to win it. So when Pat Mahomes lost to Tampa, you know how I feel about Pat. Was that all on Pat? No, he didn't have a damn day to throw the ball.
Lamar's performance in that AFC Championship game, I was there. It was bad. I was pretty stunned by it. I think the overall performance by the Ravens offense was bad in its entirety. I thought the play calling to get away from the run, only down a touchdown, was pretty crazy. But in Lamar's playoff losses, and a lot of them, there have been wild, wild bad play. Like Mark Andrews dropping that pass last year. It may have not been in the perfect location, but he should have caught it, period.
It was in his hands, in his bucket area.
Right. Like,
so
you got to catch
thing
that.
So my thing is, it's just, but like you said.
I'm agreeing that this is
you
nuts.
You say it, content game. Okay? And that's why I normally give content game the one-finger salute. Because when you got to just do something just to get people to click on it, it's BS. When you speak about facts and truth, people will click on that too. But if you just go to doing outlandish statements just to get people to like your stuff, BS. 100%.
I mean, there's a reason that at 1-5, knowing Lamar was coming back, the Ravens were still the favorites to win their division. Mm-hmm. Like, if I got to pick one quarterback today, it wouldn't be Lamar, but he's still a great quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, that's just silly. I'll be honest. You know what that did? Allow us to kill a segment when a guest blew us off. That's the truth. That and the diarrhea water. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, it's B. Mitch here. Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel. Because with FanDuel's Thursday's touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. To get on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you'll win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to take a shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/Brian for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel, official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Must apply a profit boost token on select market. Prize pool to be split equally among all eligible participants who made the correct first or last touchdown pick. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 21 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Grinding all my life. Football Talk on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
B. Mitch and Finley live in Madrid, Spain. You're listening to us on 106.7 The Fan. You're streaming with us on the 106.7 YouTube page, or you're watching us on Monumental Sports Network. however you get the content, we appreciate it. We also appreciate our friend Mr. Peter Rosenberg making time for us this week and every week. Peter's everywhere, ESPN, WWE, Hot 97, ESPN New York. Peter, what's up, dude? A part of me thought a Madrid trip would be on your list.
Well, if it had been on my list, it would have been off my list by now.
I don't think you're alone in that regard, dude. Have you ever been to Madrid?
I've never been to Spain at all, actually.
Wow. That surprises me. That's a hole on your resume.
How's it been so far? It is.
Good,
it is. How is it?
Good. Real good.
Spain is cool, man.
I'm liking it.
These trips are a ton of work, so I haven't got to do too much. I'm hoping to explore a little tonight, and then we get an off day Saturday where I want to, like, go see the actual tourist stuff. It has been interesting, though, being here. This is the first game where Dan Quinn's going to be calling the shots. What, if any, expectations do you have for the defense to perform better with DQ running it instead of Joe Witt?
How do we even do this anymore? You guys are doing this every day, so the least I can do is power through for 10 minutes, right?
Thank you.
I think you should be better than the worst team in the NFL, because that's what they are right now. They're the worst team in the NFL. So be better than the worst team in the NFL for starters. Don't give up 38.5 points. At least show, you know, if you're Dan Quinn, don't you want these guys to show that they're playing for you? You know, that there's an increase in effort level, because, you know, I swear to you guys, over the last 3 weeks, and this is based on only my feeling, not based on anything I'm reading or anything, I feel like Dan Quinn went from one of the most secure coaching jobs in the league to, I'm not saying the hot seat, but I'd say you could, if you feel close, you could feel a little warmth coming from that seat. Maybe, you know, with the seat warmers in the car, like the first level, it's not the third one, but there's a little warmth on the seat now, because now you're embarrassing yourself. Now you went from glory and, oh my God, we're back, to not just we're not playing good football, but to, like, no, it feels like the worst of times. Like, it is unfathomable how bad the last 2 weeks were. I do not remember the last time, and I'm sure you guys could probably remember better than me, but I don't remember the last time in the previous several years, the Jay Gruden years, whatever, where we really didn't show up at all. We're like literally every possession, you know, the opposing team is scoring. I mean, I watch, you know, we all watch the whole NFL. I didn't watch another team where there's that much of a gap for every catch that the opposing team makes. It's been disgraceful. It's been an absolute, utter embarrassment and disgrace on every level. The player effort, the effort level has not been good. The coaching has been bad. I have nothing positive I can really say about this football team at this moment.
You're not wrong, dude. Defensively, it's historic, right? What has happened over the last month is historically bad. They're the first team to lose by 3 touchdowns or more in 4 straight games in almost 25 years. So you're not wrong in saying that. Dan's seat is an interesting one. We tried to equate this to money, right? To capital. Whatever amount of capital you think Dan acquired last year in that magnificent season, and let's just say it's 100 units, right? He's plus 100. What do you think he's at right now? Because I still think, to your point, in no way is that – I don't see any chance, even if they lose out, maybe, but, like, I don't think Dan is getting canned, period. But it does change the what needs to happen next year kind of vibe. Where do you think he's at right now?
I would say – sorry, my daughter's being so cute right now. My feelings on Dan Quinn's how much capital, I would say he's down to, if you had 100 points in capital at the end of last season, I would say he's got 40. You know, like, yeah, he's going to finish the year, and they're going to bring him back next year. I mean, listen, if they lose the rest of the games like this, he's gone. And he has to be gone. And there's, like, if he's not, you know, then I start to question Adam Peters. I mean, if they were literally – like, they play Miami in Madrid, and they give up 45, right? And then this just keeps on going after the bye. At that point, there's zero capital. But I don't think that'll happen. I assume they'll pull it together somewhat. Dan Quinn knows how to do this. And assuming he pulls it together, maybe even they win a game or two, you know, beat the Giants or do whatever, and finish the year, you bring him back next year. You hope it was a crazy aberration, a real freakish injury situation mixed with some mistakes in free agency, and you give him another shot. But there's no question, it's at least in half at this point. I mean, we were all getting ready for a Super Bowl run. And now we're literally, I mean, do you guys think I'm wrong? My friend asked me the other day, he goes, hey, I have Jonathan Taylor in fantasy, but he's on bye. I was going to sign Rodriguez. What do you think? I said, I don't think I can advise you to take anyone who's playing on the worst team in football. That's what I think.
Dude, I've had people hit me up about the Commanders running back position repeatedly on fantasy, and I say, don't do it. Like, it's just so, you don't know who's going to get the workload, and then whoever does has been up and down.
All right, I don't think Dan's going anywhere, Peter. I'm being honest with you. I think this year is going to be one we're going to forget about in a few years. But I think, by the way, I agree.
I want to say I do agree. I think that's the most likely result, too.
I think we look at it and the running back position. None of those running backs control how many times they touch the ball. How often do we stick to the damn run? No matter what the situation.
Never.
We don't stick to the run. So Bill, McNichols, or Rodriguez don't control that. Defensively, yep. Defensively, I think the injuries killed them. But then again, like, the thing I can't excuse is tackles. If you touch the dude and he's still running and you haven't hit the ground and he didn't hit the ground, I got a problem with that. That's something a player can control. But I just look at this whole thing where you started getting all these injuries and all of a sudden you got seconds and thirds out there playing. You're not competing with the rest of the guys. It's simple as hell. A simple comment, but people don't like to look at that. When their ones are playing your second and three, you're not winning.
No, and not at the
position. It seems simple and it's crazy, but that's a fact.
Well, especially depending where those spots are, right? Like we could have handled Eckler, right? You could handle – there are a couple injuries that are bad. I'm not saying these aren't real players. But then they start to stack up. And then I just think we can't overstate – you can't overstate the Jaden stuff too. Because the Jaden stuff sucks the soul out of the team. So, and then the Terry thing. And, you know, I saw the conversation you had with Zabe the other day, JP, and I thought it was really well said. People have been really gross for being mad at Terry. Obviously, it's unfortunate. The timing stinks. But let's be realistic. This is a guy who played full seasons year after year when everything else was terrible. Frankly, we're probably lucky he's out this year because I don't think 17 was going to make the difference between this being a Super Bowl contender or not. So it might as well have been this year. But those injuries, though, numbers like 5 and 17 not being there hurt everybody, even the backups, I think. Everyone's less effective because you're like, well, what chance do we really have here, right? Mm-hmm. And you look at the teams that just run this league that somehow manage to do it every year. Guys, the number one thing they have in common, the quarterback's there. Josh Allen's always there. Mahomes is always there. Jalen Hurts is always there. Like, so that we can't remove that. That's been bad luck too. But the defensive part to me, guys, I just think the coaching job's been so poor. And I guess Dan Quinn really cares for Joe Witt because I thought a firing here was the easy way to go. But whatever they think will get it done, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, it's. I think it says a lot about kind of who DQ is and how he runs his operation that he didn't want to fire the guy. I am really curious how next year goes. There's usually a lot of coaching staff changes year to year anyway in the NFL. Washington didn't really have those last year, but I think it's certainly a non-zero chance Cliff leaves and takes some of the offensive guys with him. And then I wonder if they don't bring in – I don't think DQ is going to be the D coordinator next year. I think they're going to bring somebody new in. My name to watch, assuming he gets canned in Arizona, Jonathan Gannon runs really good defense. I'm curious what happens there. Our poll question today, the AAA poll question of the day, they have 7 games left, including Miami here in Madrid. They do get to play New York in New York. Of the 7 left, how many of them do you see them winning?
1 or 2. Or that'll be, again, I'm not saying this to be performative. At this moment, when I've watched you guys could, if either of you disagree, please tell me. When I flip the channels, they're the worst team in the league.
Like, last month, they have been.
I watch the Jets every week. This team ain't as good as the Jets right now. The Jets are competing. The Jets are terrible.
they have a quarterback who is so much worse than Mariota. The Jets would kill to get Mariota for Justin Fields, okay? The guy cannot play. Russell Wilson at the end of that Giants game, they would kill to have had Marcus Mariota. The guys cannot play. But the teams are competing, at least in some phase. The Jets had two special teams touchdowns. They're finding a way to compete. So, like, yes, I'm not nearly as mad at the offense as I am the defense, but overall this team isn't competing. So I think if you were to say that they're going to win more than two games, you'd be nuts. And furthermore, if I were a betting man, I would put as much money as humanly comfortable on the Dolphins this weekend. Under three? A team that just beat the Bills?
Dude, I like that. Your logic right there is exactly why I like the Skins this week. Everybody likes Miami this week. People in the NFL tend to be so reactionary week to week. I kind of like Washington.
See, beating Miami.
No, listen.
Miami beating Buffalo, though, it's just like when you watch Washington when they're horrible beat Dallas.
When
the Giants when
Washington
horrible beat
Washington went up to Philly a couple years ago with Rivera, with Heineke, Philly's undefeated Monday Night Football, and Washington gets that win. Those division games are funky, man.
I get why you're saying that from a betting standpoint, because of with the way everyone's looking, Miami should – this is a game that, in theory, the way we know betting, the Commanders just win outright. And you're like, oh, that makes no sense. You're right. But what I'm saying is remove, like, the betting part of it. The logic of what I've seen, I would put everything on Miami.
Defensively,
they've
been
hard a couple weeks in a row.
Defensively, they've been historically awful. So you're not wrong. Like, we're not making the numbers up. The numbers are what the numbers are. I'm curious, just while we have you, what's the status with Giant fans right now? You fire Daboll? Is Dart hurt? Like, what is going on there?
Everyone was ready for Daboll to go. I think everyone feels good about that. Everyone here seems to be sure they have the quarterback. I'm not as 100% as everybody else is. I think he looks pretty good, though. We all know that they're a very talented team up front on defense. And they didn't have neighbors all year, and of course they lose Scadaboo. So I think what everyone's feeling right now is the Giants have a bunch of pieces, and that becomes a pretty appealing proposition for a new head coach to come in. You know, the X factor here might be Mara's health. You know, Mara's sick and battling cancer, and nobody knows exactly what's going on there. He didn't travel last week, which, as you guys well know from being around these teams for so long, Mara always travels.
Right.
So that's an odd thing that people, I think, are a little bit concerned about him. So that's probably why Shane stayed in place. Although, guys, I think, frankly, if you look at the job Shane has done talent-wise on the Giants, I'm fine with Joe Shane. To me, Daboll was the issue. And Shane Bowen, the defensive coordinator, him and Joe Witt need to go away together for a while. Joe Witt and Bowen need to go on a vacation and spend time reevaluating things. But they decided to let him rock, and they're going to let Kafka run the team. But I think Giants fans are mostly feeling positive, frustrated, but positive mostly about Jackson Dart.
Yeah, I think Daboll just didn't carry himself professionally well enough.
Nope.
He was a kid on the sideline. And I think you brought up the Shane Bowen thing. To have enough beef with an established defensive mind like Wink Martindale, to just have too much ego to make that relationship work, let Wink go or get fired, however that truly shook out, and then to backfill that with just his boy that is not of the same caliber in Shane Bowen is pretty telling.
You think he didn't let Wink go because Wink could have taken over the coaching job?
Sure. Whatever it is, it that was
but
enough.
Now, but now it blew up in his face so bad because then Bowen comes in, he's horrible, and you can't let go of him because you already got rid of the real coordinator to bring him in.
Right.
So you just had to sit there and watch the whole thing come unglued. And by the way, he was so bad with Daniel Jones. I don't know if you guys remember 2 years ago, the opening night, the Monday nighter against Dallas, when the Giants got destroyed.
Yeah.
And they just left Daniel Jones in that game at 40-0 to get pounded. He just never treated him with any respect, and now Jones is just shoving it right up as you know what.
Thank you for the time, brother. Take care of that little girl.
Have fun. Enjoy delightful Spanish cuisine, and let's hope they win.
All right, buddy. Appreciate you.
All right,
later.
That's our friend Peter Rosenberg. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio. When we come back, we got bets to make.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, it's B. Mitchell JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Root. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
These guys are the best. They've installed new systems in my house, too. Jimbo and his crew do great work. The best part of these Rood systems, they control the humidity, which means you get performance and balance perfectly balanced in your home. You can also save a bunch of money. B-Mitch, you got to tell them about the tax money. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Visit Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right. Two live from Madrid in the books. Grant and Danny coming your way next. I heard a promo. Are they out of studio today at a bar? Go check Grant and Danny out at the bar. You can check me and B-Mitch out, or at least me.
Did you hear the part of that promo where it said Friday?
Yeah, it's Friday, Jay.
Nope, I just heard him saying we're going to be at this bar.
And it said Friday on there.
All right, Grant and Danny are going to be at a bar tomorrow.
Landfield, thank you, because I was about to say it. You beat me to it.
It's the diarrhea water, man.
Nah, man. I think it's that brain you got diarrhea of.
Let's make some bets.
Well, was heard it here first. Gather around. Heard it here first.
White Brian.
JP was the only winner.
Let's go.
Wow.
I don't remember what I took.
What happened?
What did I take?
You took the Rockets, and they killed the Wizards.
I only did that because Jeff took the Wizards.
They didn't kill them.
We
let up off the gas.
Yeah, y'all sure did.
You took the Wiz, too.
No, I took the Lakers.
Oh.
And the Lakers got destroyed. What I'm telling people about Luka. You playing against the Thunder, you lose by, damn.
What'd they lose by?
29.
All right, who likes what tonight? We got football.
I'm never betting on Luka again.
I'll take a Travion Henderson anytime touchdown.
I like that,
Jeff.
Like
a touchdown, Jeff.
Under 42.5.
What does you look like a touchdown, Jeff, mean?
I'm taking Ecuador to beat Canada at soccer.
Ecuador to beat Canada? Who's favored in that joint?
I think it's Ecuador.
I just look at the times for these basketball games. Toronto, 1 a.m.
Probably not watching that one.
Is everything back? But I'm going to take the Jazz. Yeah. Take the Jazz plus 2.5. You give me the Cavaliers minus 7.5.
You're not going to watch Pacers Suns at 3 a.m. local?
Hell to the no. I'm not watching none of these at the time, to be honest with you.
No, I'm not either. I am going to do something tonight, though, that I'm not thrilled about. But sometimes you...
I think the score tonight is going to be 15, minus 15.
White Brian, what's the number for the Jets tonight? Give me 13. You got 13 available?
Sure.
Bang. Jets plus 13.
Minus 15.
We could
drink.
Drinks
taken down.
Thank you to everybody that listened to the show today.
You didn't get that, did you?
I did. Thank you to Ben Standig for joining us. Thank you to Peter Rosenberg for joining us. Thank you to everybody that called in. Grant and Danny, not on location. They're on location tomorrow. Grant and Danny in the studio, I presume, today. They're coming up next. You can listen to the boys. We got one more day live from Radio Marca. Thank you to the people here at Radio
Marca. Yeah, it's been great, man.
Been tremendous hosts. Where are you headed tonight? Where's your dinner?
Petit Azca.
Enjoy Petit Azca.
CK, I'm going to send you a picture of these chairs. I love these chairs.
These chairs are wild. They're like they're like the chairs soccer players sit in on the sidelines. Tonight, I'm going to a restaurant, Tatel Madrid. Shout out to the restaurants. If you see us in these streets in Madrid, say hello. Grant and Danny next. You made it this far. I owe you a beer.
Peace.
Or an Aquarius.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.